This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Ed Schaefer sitting in for Scott Hennin this morning on What's on Your Mind. We're glad to have you listening with us in Fargo, Bismarck, Dickinson, Tioga, and all surrounding areas. It is the 26th of April, 2017. It's Bird Day today. It's National Bird Day. If you're a bird watcher or a bird lover out there, you know your birds are getting a little snow on them this year.
Or flipping somebody the bird. Today. No, not that kind of bird, right? Gee whiz. I had to go there, didn't I?
You did. And also Todd is with us today, as always. The thoughtful, ever-present Todd with the background info. And today is also Administrative Professionals Day. If you're an administrative professional, we salute you today. It is your day in our United States of America, and it's a great day in America, and we're glad to be with you. First off, let's get to Todd for a comment and a message.
Well, I kind of did the comment already, I guess, because...
Well, you know, kind of. We thought maybe we were ignoring it.
You do it, and then you want to take it back, you want to walk it back, you start feeling guilty, you can just say, well, I only did it because it's National Bird Day.
Yeah.
Otherwise, I'd have never done that in a million years. Then people look at you and go, oh, well, okay, that's different then. You wouldn't ordinarily do that,
right? No, and I bet most people don't even know that it's Bird Day.
No. And fun time in the eastern part of North Dakota for it to be Bird Day is all the birds are gone. We just got here. What's happening? Why is it snowing?
Why is it snowing? My friend Dale Sandstrom, former Supreme Court Justice of North Dakota, always made sure that in the Capitol in Bismarck, that on Bird Day, everybody knew about it and celebrated it. He was the Bird Day master. In the Capitol, and had everybody going for that. So I wanted to recognize Dale and Bird Day today.
Well, there you go.
Yeah,
I'm sure the birds right now are going, well, do we go back then, or what? what do we do? I don't get it. What do we do when this happens?
They're here to stay. They're now North Dakotans. You see, so once they land here, then they say we embrace the weather. We love the snow. This is wonderful.
If they did that, they wouldn't be going south for the winter in the first place.
Well, you know They are snowbirds.
I forget, what's that? There was a cartoon when my daughter was growing up 20-some-odd years ago about the bird that got hurt, and so he stayed through the winter, and his nerdy son nursed him to health, and then dad and son finally bonded and all that stuff. That's a good one to show, I don't remember. That's going to bug me all day now. We want amazing innovations to drive progress for generations. We want jobs and careers for generations. We want American energy production that protects our land and the wildlife for generations. Today, advanced technologies deployed by North America's oil and gas producers are making it happen. And with the promise of emerging technologies, the energy of North Dakota has a very bright future for generations. This message brought to you by the North Dakota Petroleum Council. Learn more at energyofnorthdakota.com. 701-258-0550, 1-800-228-0550. Studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com, or you can text me at 701-226-8503. I'm Todd Mitchell. Scott Hennin back tomorrow. Meanwhile, former governor of North Dakota. I'm not going to go through the whole resume every time.
Thank you.
That's a lot. Ed Schaefer filling in again.
Yes, thank you. This is Ed Schaefer sitting in for Scott Hennin today. It is the 26th of April, Wednesday, and it's, what time is it? I can't find it. It's about 10 after 9, so if you had to be work at 9 o'clock, you're late. Probably slip sliding around in the snow that we see in the region. Cool temperatures and frosty snow out there, which we weren't expecting on this 26th of April, but it's what we have. And it is a great day in America and a great day here in our North Dakota region. So thank you for listening in. It's great. We have some time here. I hope that people want to call in. This is What's on Your Mind. And we have a strong signal all across the area, and we want to know what's on your mind. Todd's ready to answer your tough questions, and I have some experience and background I might be able to put on the table. Mostly, you can start conversations between yourselves about having an audience about what you're thinking about, what's concerning you, what are you happy about, It can be politics. It can be local government. It can be grocery items. whatever's on your mind, we want to hear about it today, because Main Street chatter is how you build a neighborhood, is how you build a community, and really putting communities together is how we build our state. So we're good to have you with us. Please call 258-0550 in the Bismarck area, 258-0550, or toll free 1-800-228-0550. You can text Todd at 701-226-8503 or get the email studio@whatsonyourmindradio.com. So, Todd, we've got a lot of things in the news today. The North Dakota legislature is trying to wrap up their session. When I was on the radio last week filling in for Scott, a week ago, they were saying they were going to end up Thursday or Friday of last week, because they wanted to save some days in case they had to call him.
And they played kick the can a few times.
They did. So here we are a week later, and they're still not done, which I think is appropriate. I'd rather have them spend their legislative days working rather than trying to save them, because they don't need to call themselves back. The governor obviously could call us back in the case where, well, you know, we need some policy or budget or direction for the state.
Will they get it done tonight like they're talking about now?
I don't know. It's hard to say. The unfortunate kick the can down the road issue is many of the tough decisions, the PERS bill or the public employees bill that takes care of their retirement funds, their benefits, you know, their add-ons to their salary type of thing. There's some controversy about those things, so they kick that down the road. You've got the major budget bills, which have been kicked down the road. You've got a couple of controversies at the University of Dickinson and some others, and they just, they push them away. And so now we're in the end, and you seem like you only have a handful of bills to get done, but in the end, they are the toughest ones, the controversial ones. And most of the legislators are sitting around while you have a couple of committees that are trying to come to grips with it. And, you know, when legislators sit around, things can get messy, Todd.
Yeah. But, you know, we got to wrap it up now. So whatever's on the table's on the table. Nobody bring anything else to the table. Get the stuff on the table figured out. And then we got to move on. I mean, we're there.
When I teach a leadership class at NDSU. And one of the things I talk to my young leaders about is making a decision. And sometimes it's not a fun decision. Sometimes you don't have enough data to make the decision. Sometimes you have to, put your finger in the air and say, I have a deadline to make this decision. But you got to make the decisions. And one of the key elements in that, Todd, is to say, the decision I make could end up being a mistake. I mean, it's possible. I don't think it's going to be, but it's possible it could be end up a mistake. So don't let that put a barrier in front of you actually doing something, because if it's a mistake, if it's a problem, there are elements in the system where we can change it. You can fix it. You can go back and redo it. So, be willing to get out there, make the tough calls, get as much information as you can, lean on your experience and background and your own personal philosophies, lean on your constituents and what they believe. Go forward, make those decisions, and let that legislative process work. If you have some comments or thoughts about the legislative process, give us a call, 258-0550 or 1-800-228-0550. I understand, like I said, there's lots in the news. We're talking about property tax increases possibly, or whether the state should pay property taxes or not, whether that's a local direction, a local responsibility, or is that a state responsibility? The state's talking about taking over some of the human service issues and develop caseloads and things. Todd, I think that's a good idea. The human service issue has always been a hard one, because it's delivered by the county. It's paid for by the state. And I know all these are paid for by tax dollars, but structurally it's paid for by the state. And the reality is the caseworkers in the county are the ones who develop the caseload. They're the people that say this person is qualified or it isn't. This person can go into the program or can't, or they meet the rules or they don't. That person is the one who generates the caseload, but the state is the one that pays for it. So there's no connection with the cost versus making the decision. And I think that's always been a problem, and has increased the cost of our human service delivery in the state of North Dakota as we started to compare our higher costs than other states. That was one of the reasons. So I think if the state takes that over and says, we will say who generates the cases, we'll pay for it, we'll do that. It takes a lot of burden off the county. It places responsibility in one place where you can tie together the cost and the services. And I think that's an important move. I hope the legislature comes to grips with that here in the last waning days. We have what else is going on out there? We've got the property taxes. Oh, you know, that's interesting. There was a letter to the editor that I saw around. It was, I don't know if it was in all the newspapers, but it was in, at least on some of the electronic versions of newspapers is where I saw it. But somebody from Moorhead, oops, it's time to take a break here. So I'll get back to that when we come back. Thank you for listening. This is Ed Schaefer sitting in for Scott Hennin. Todd and Bismarck, we have a statewide signal. We're glad you're listening. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
You talk, we listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
Hi, I'm Elise Pecklich of Pecklich Chevrolet in Bismarck. And when we say you drive, we'll ride with you, we mean we'll be with you every step of the way. For over 34 years, we've known the sale of a vehicle is the first step in making you a customer for life. We're family-owned and operated, and we care about our community and the people who live here. So experience the difference a car dealer can make at Pecklich Chevrolet in Bismarck, where customer satisfaction is our number one priority.
Central Steel Building and Construction is your premier source for GSI grain bins, GSI grain dryers, and GSI grain handling equipment. Central Steel also offers livestock water, welding supplies, and a variety of gears, pulleys, plus bulk bolts and nuts. Call Central Steel today for your GSI grain storage, material handling, and grain drying needs. 701-652-2886. Central Steel Building and Construction in Carrington. Online at grainstuff.com.
Welcome to Soybean Minute, your source for timely soybean news.
I'm North Dakota Soybean Council Director Matt Gast. NDSU Extension Weed Specialist Dr. Rich Zollinger reminds soybean farmers the importance of pre-plant and pre-emergent herbicides. The North Dakota Weed Control Guide contains guidelines for effective and successful weed management. Rotate herbicides with different mechanisms of action and control weeds in field parameters and drowned out areas. One of the most important strategies for effective weed management is don't forget the pre. Apply effective pre-emergent herbicides at full rates and include herbicides of multiple mechanisms of action. Pre-emergent herbicides will reduce weed emergence and allow flexibility in post-emergent herbicide application timing. Residual pre-emergent herbicides applied to soil and at early post-emergent timing will suppress weed emergence through canopy closure, particularly those with a long germination pattern. Use pre-emergent herbicides that will effectively control problem weeds.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
A lot can happen in 6 seconds. A rodeo ride, a dramatic basketball win, and the world record holder can solve a Rubik's Cube. 6 seconds is how long it takes for an 18-wheeler traveling at a safe speed to come to a complete stop. And in those 6 seconds, that truck will travel the length of 2 football fields. So please, give them room. Never cut in front of a large truck for any reason. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Do you know what's lurking in your water? More than 200 contaminants could be sitting there, just waiting for your glass. With a ProPure water filter, start enjoying clean and great-tasting water today. ProPure filters, independently tested, latest water filter technology. ProPure systems do not require electricity and are easy to set up and easy to use. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
There is a reason we keep talking about MyPillow, because it's truly changed our lives. Yeah, you wake up tossing and turning in the pillow and you try to get it right. I've had that with every pillow I've ever had until MyPillow. And no, I'm not reading that from a script. This is coming from my heart here. It's a patented pillow. Patented fill. I mean, Mike just decided, all right, you know what? I need to do something. And it worked. And he figured, you know, I bet this is going to work for others. And sure enough, it does work. And now they even make a My Pet pillow. And now I can't. Well, and my wife even likes get off the couch and lay on the My Pet pillow. So upgrade now. Now I got to have, you know, six creatures fighting over the My Pet pillow, too. But if they all like it and we like it, it's got to work. And for a limited time, go to MyPillow.com or call 1-800-506-9028. Use the promo code SCOTT. You can take advantage of Mike's four-pack special. 50% off to my premium, My Pillow premium pillows. These are not the ones in the box store. I saw the thing that said My Pillow. Yeah, you know, sure. A Chevette says Chevrolet on it. A Corvette says Chevrolet on it. But it turns out they're slightly different, right? Also, to go anywhere pillows, so you don't have to be without when you're on the road. The four-pack special. Free shipping on orders over $100. You got to check out the pet pillows while you're there, too. Trust me, my pets and my wife. There's a my wife joke in there someplace. MyPillow.com or 1-800-506-9028. Promo code SCOTT.
Yes, I'd like to comment, Congressman Cramer, regarding the president, the new governor's formation of North Dakota's own EPA. And I also like to comment on regarding the reining in of the EPA by the present new president. And why in heaven's name hasn't he simply abolished the EPA? Back in 1974, Nixon brought the EPA into existence, and we would like here to see that thing abolished. And again, I'd like to comment on the formation of the EPA for North Dakota by the new governor. The end.
The end. Ed,
so the end. Well, thank you.
That's how you know that he's over.
That was. Interesting comments and a long question, and I'm glad to try to answer it. This is Ed Schaefer sitting in for Scott Henin. We sure appreciate the opportunity to be with you today. Thank you for listening. Give us a call at 252-58-550 if you're in the local Bismarck area, or 1-800-228-0550. We want to hear what's on your mind. That's the name of the show, and we believe it, so we're looking forward to hearing from you. As far as the EPA concerned, you know, I always find it interesting that people, when they're upset about the particular workings of a federal agency, say, let's abolish it. We hear all the time, we're going to abolish education, let's get rid of the tax department, you know, let's get rid of the IRS, excuse me, let's get rid of, you know, this or that. Matter of fact, Secretary Perry in the Energy Department, when he was running for president, said we should abolish the Energy Department. You know, it's pretty interesting. The reality is we're never going to abolish any of these as far as, you know, Republicans calling for repeal, Democrats saying we should build them bigger. You know, the reality is we are not going to eliminate these important departments in the United States of America's governance, and we will keep them going, but we have to make them better. And that is, we have to make them more responsive. We have to make them less costly. Those are the things we can do. And that is the result of what our new governor is going to sign the legislation that came out of the legislature here, who does make the policy. The legislative branch makes the policy here. And the reality is we've had an EPA in North Dakota. We have strong air standards. We have strong water standards. Those things have been all handled in the past in a division of the health department in the state. So the health department has said we have these standards, we have these regulations, we are the enforcers, we are the regulators, we will deal with that. What this particular piece of legislation does is sets it separately aside in a separate state agency so that it can have more attention and that we can make it, again, more efficient, more transparent, more responsive to the people and the people in the state of North Dakota. So that's the basis of that, and I think they're moving in the right direction there. Let's go to some phone calls quickly, Todd, if we can. Gene from Valley City has been holding on, wants to talk about property tax. Good morning, Gene.
Good morning. Good morning, Governor Schaefer. Good morning, Todd.
Morning.
Yeah. Property taxes. Schools. North Dakota has a school lands fund. And I've been hearing there's $500+ billion in the school lands funds. And I called in about that, I don't know, sometime during the winter or last fall. And it was a state representative or senator that was saying that North Dakota gets $300 million of interest off that school lands fund account. And recently I've heard that most of that money is invested out east. And that the investment firms that invest that are getting $300 million to handle that those accounts. Now, the North Dakota Constitution set up the school lands funds to finance education. That's in the North Dakota Constitution when it became a state. And property taxes were not to be used to fund schools. The school lands funds were dedicated to fund schools. Now, where am I getting my information? I'm getting my information from the fellow who ran for North Dakota school superintendent and was defeated. His name is Joe Chang. Now, don't take anything I say about it. Get Joe Chang on the radio and have him verify what he's saying. North Dakota is the only state with a state bank. It's the only state with a state elevator. Why were these things charted? Why are there any other states that have school lands funds?
Thank you, Gene. I appreciate your comments. And Joe Chang certainly has been spreading a lot of information out there. Matter of fact, he's been on the radio when he ran for superintendent of public instruction. I heard him on the radios all the time, all over the state. So he's been getting his information out there. I think the $500 billion amount that you mentioned is a wrong figure. There's nowhere near that kind of money. If I recall, and I'm doing this totally from memory, so don't count me on it, but I think You're talking more in the $3 billion range that's in that school land trust fund, maybe even a little less than that.
It could be a little more today.
I thought you said 500. But anyway, let me come back to that, Gene, because it's important to note that the interest comes off that fund does go to fund school on a per pupil basis in North Dakota, and I want to follow up with that a little bit. We've got Ralph and Greg and Jeffrey holding, and we've got a couple of guests coming up. Glad that we're generating some calls, but time for us to now take a break.
Easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
Watford City, we're not the same, we're better. The New York Times has placed the Theodore Roosevelt National Park number 5 on its list of the top 52 places to visit in 2016. With miles of rugged badlands and rolling grasslands dotted with wildlife, the north unit of the park sits just 12 miles south of Watford City, a small town getaway with big city amenities. The gateway to internationally acclaimed adventure, Watford City residents have enjoyed the natural beauty of the area for centuries. And now, with over 700 available hotel rooms, a variety of cabins and campgrounds, 25 restaurants, unique shopping, and newly built, construction-free highways to get you there, you can plan a visit that's as rugged or as relaxing as you like. Because the Theodore Roosevelt National Park is North Dakota's playground right in your backyard. And Watford City wants to help you experience what has the nation inspired. Because the Badlands are just the beginning of the adventure. Watford City, we're not the same, we're better. Come see for yourself.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calvin Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Your mind, 701-258-0550, 1-800-228-0550, text 701-226-8503, and when you get ready, getting toward lunchtime or break, take a break, whatever. PetroServe USA, Deli Express smoked ham and cheese on white, Deli Club, oven roasted turkey and cheese, $2.29 each, any roller grill item, 99 cents, Old Dutch Family Pack chips, $2.99 each, you need to pump me up, 2 for $5 Red Bull 12-ounce cans. And no matter what it is you want for lunch, $50 gift card would certainly help you out, right? $50,000 giveaways going on. Register to win one of 1,000 $50 gift cards. PetroServe USA. Scott heading back tomorrow. But meanwhile, former governor and a lengthy resume would go on forever. Ed Schaefer filling in on What's in Your Mind.
Thank you, Todd. Glad to be with you today. Hello, listeners all across the land in the snowy, windy, cold, chill North Dakota weather today. We're glad to
just keep it on your end of the state, will you?
Well, it blew
Bismarck
from
is
that
fine. Side. It's cold, but it's not like you guys in the east. Hey.
Well, we've got slippery roads and lots of metal bending accidents out there, but so far everybody's getting through it okay. We had some callers who held over. Let's get to them quickly. And then we have a couple of guests coming up that I'm excited about because this year there are five performers in the Bedora musical from North Dakota plus one another musician, I think. So, you know, a lot of North Dakota presence in the Bedora musical today. And we want to talk to a couple of those performers about what attracted them to the Bedora musical, what it's like to be working in your own state. In a profession where there aren't a lot of opportunities, you know, those kinds of things. So I'm excited about that. But first, let's go to Ralph from Gladstone. Ralph wanted to talk about the Theodore Roosevelt Library in Dickinson. Good morning, Ralph.
Yeah, good morning, Ed. We've been hearing all through this legislative session so far, about North Dakota has a big budget shortfall. Now, with everybody else, like with you and I, and if we're short of money, we kind of have to determine priorities and kind of put on the back burner or eliminate those things that aren't really necessary. And I see one big one here in Dickinson. It'd be nice to have, yes, but I think we can do without it, considering the budget crunch. And that's a Theodore Roosevelt Library. I just can't see that we need that.
Yeah, well, I appreciate your comments, Ralph, and as you said, that's a big project. Matter of fact, I think the project is more than $100 million to put a Theodore Roosevelt presidential library.
I got a question. What would Teddy say?
Yeah.
Well, what would he say to it right now?
I don't know. He loved the area, and it's going to, you know, have a lot of the Roosevelt philosophy and direction that he would like to impart on others. So it's an issue. I think the state has committed, between the city of Dickinson and the state, I think they've committed a total of $15 million, and that money only gets spent if you raise the rest, I believe, or maybe they're spending it some on site prep. I'm not sure what it is. And, Ralph, listen, I am the first one. I am the champion of priority spending. In my whole political public service career, I mean, that's what I've always done, is focus the dollars available on the priorities of the needs of the people. And, you know, I think that's appropriate where this Theodore Roosevelt Library falls in on those priorities that are in the sense of the legislature these days. I don't know, but I have questioned some of the priorities of things they've funded so far in this session versus others I think are more important, but we're going to have to see how that comes out. But I sure appreciate your comment and pointing out to us that maybe the Theodore Roosevelt this time, maybe 2 years from now it is again, but maybe this time it isn't the best priority that we have. We'll see how that comes out.
I sometimes wonder that if Teddy Roosevelt could come back here now and see what we've done here in North Dakota. I mean, we've got Roosevelt this, Roosevelt that, everything Rough Rider this and Rough Rider that. I wonder if he wouldn't feel like kicking our butts for maybe
that was my point. You're right.
Yeah, well, right. He kind of liked attention, you know, he liked to get out there and make the speeches and stuff, but here's what, he doesn't have to come back because he is here with us. And if you want to talk about immigration, he had a great philosophy about immigration. If you want to talk about budget, he had a great philosophy about budget. You want to talk about conservation, he was the cradle of conservation in the Badlands of North Dakota. I mean, everything that he dealt with as a human being, as a president, is still there today in his writings, in his works, in his comments, in his quotes. And those are the kinds of things that we should use as inspiration to craft public policy and direction for the state of North Dakota and, in fact, a nation today. So appreciate your call, Ralph. Thanks for pointing that out to us. Let's go quickly to Greg in Hazleton. Greg, you want to talk about e-logs?
That's what yes, my I'm said. Wondering why the state governments are allowing the federal DOT. What can be done about the e-logs? They're supposed to be implemented in December. They're costing us. You say you like to prioritize money. What about us? So us truckers have to buy them, put up with them, keep up with them, obey them. And they say it's in the name of safety. But yet this year, they eliminated the requirement to speak English when you're driving a truck. It's control. And if it goes through, it's in the Supreme Court. And I'm wondering how you can get them to review it on time.
Well, and I hope you can. Those are the kinds of things where just it's government run amok. It's saying, okay, we're going to require you to take an electronic log of how much time you spend in the cab of your truck, or your tractor, how much time you're going to be on the road, how much sleep you get, you know, what kind of load you're carrying, what kind of drugs are you taking, all those kinds of things. But then they make you the requirement to do it, but there's nothing to follow up of what you use it for, how it's used to help, how it promotes that safety issue, Greg, how you manage the data, how you put the data together to let people know what's happening out there in the roads. It's silliness from government. It makes sense to me to be able to log hours and direction and sleep patterns and things for drivers for safety. But this is a perfect message of the craziness that comes out of Washington, D.C., where it doesn't accomplish the task. You know, we solve the problem here. But this isn't doing anything and just putting a heap of pain and difficulty on truck and tractor drivers out there. And, you know, it just doesn't make a lot of sense.
If I have to do it, I'm getting old, but I got 10 years of trucking left, I figure, easily. Well, I'm going to go on welfare. If I have to go on e-logs in December, I'm going to get on as many government benefits as I can, because I've had it with the federal government telling me this and telling me that.
Yeah, there you go, Greg.
On me.
Yeah, perfect.
I don't know.
Yep.
I don't know
I'm
what's going to happen.
I'm with you.
Do you know a way, real quickly, how to bring it up in the Supreme Court? It's in the Supreme Court if they have time to review it. Now, is there a way a guy can expedite that?
I don't believe there is. Once it gets entered into the court log, their e-log, You know, once it gets entered into the court workload, I do not think that there are deadlines or efforts that you can change and move to get that decision from the Supreme Court out. So I think we're just stuck with it, and we're going to have to, you know, just wait for that common sense to come out of the court. Hopefully that'll happen now when we have a more balanced Supreme Court situation. Thank you, Greg. Well, I really appreciate your call, and drive safely now. In the meanwhile, we want you to be good and safe and get home to your family when you're done trucking. So thanks for being with us. Let's go to Jeffrey in Botano real quick. Jeffrey, we've got some people holding on that we want to get to.
I got a couple comments here, but I would like to remind everybody to read the Declaration of Independence. Our lawmakers, I have been not represented one time. I'm a small business that is getting crushed by the governments and the legislation not listening to me. No, unexcusable. My declaration tells me that I have the right to have to be addressed. And then I'd like to read to the people here of this on a government waste bill here. It says, how long can shrimp run on a treadmill? Scientists put shrimp on a tiny treadmill and they're the mobility of crustaceans. The researchers did find that the sick shrimp did not perform as well and did not recover as well from exercising as healthy shrimp. $3 million of our tax dollars was paid for that. And you guys want to sit there and not listen to me and crush me and take my home away from me and shut my business down and not be representative? I am asking for the people to remember the Constitution and the Declaration of Independence and stop paying these people to pass laws against us, where we cannot feed our families, and like that last gentleman, where he's got to go and beg for food. There is no law, there is no man on the face of this earth that has the right to tell me that I must beg for food. I have the right to work, and I want to work. And I want everybody to clearly understand me, that I am tired of begging. All I wanted to do was have a simple job to feed my family and pay my bills. And I'm done begging the federal government to listen to me.
Thank you, Jeffrey.
I want to exercise my constitutional rights. Yeah.
Thank you, Jeffrey. And you're absolutely right. The Constitution of the United States of America is a brilliant document. And I wish everybody did have the opportunity to read it or took the time to read it. And not only read it, to understand it. Because it is important. We've drifted so far away from that original document and what our forefathers founded this country for. And if nothing else, our president is going to be able to appoint constitutional judges, constitutionalists, all from hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of federal judge positions across this country. And that's going to have a long-lasting effect and hopefully start steering us back towards that Constitution. Jeffrey, if the shrimp on a treadmill was the only problem out there, you know, we could solve that one in a minute. But I'll tell you what, we're studying bees' knees in Brazil, you know, and we do not need to be doing that. We're spending tons of money on research universities to keep the doors open and keep students out there. And it just is it's a bad idea. And we talked earlier in the program with a caller about priorities and priority spending. This is a perfect example. Are those research projects priorities? What comes out of them? What accomplishes anything for the people of the United States of America? Usually nothing. They just keep a couple of researchers going. So thanks for your call, Jeffrey. I appreciate it. And let's go to Phyllis from Standing Rock. Phyllis, and then we're going to get to our guests. Hello, Phyllis. Good morning.
Would Jesus eat fry bread?
Absolutely.
Wow.
I have a daughter that has a rare disease, and she's an enrolled member of Standing Rock, and I've been asking for help for her. Her story was done in the Rapid City Journal. It took us a year and a half to get accepted to Mayo Clinic, and I've been begging, pleading. I hitchhiked up to Standing Rock asking for help to get my daughter to Mayo Clinic, and nobody's listening to me.
Phyllis, we got to run here, but are you dealing with the states or with the state of South Dakota, the state of North Dakota, or the federal government?
The tribe, Standing Rock.
The tribe. Okay, can you can we get a contact with you? Give it to the producer. We've got to take a break here, but if we can get your contact information, I'd like to double back with you and make a connection here.
PetroServe USA. When you want to gas up, grab a snack, get on your way.
Come on in to a nearby PetroServe USA location and pick four for just four. That's right. Get a single topping personal pan hot stuff pizza, a 20-ounce fountain pop, and any two cookies all day, every day. Four items, just $4 at PetroServe USA.
Helping America feel better. PetroServe USA.
I don't watch my energy use just because it's good for the environment, or just because state rebates save me money, or just because I work for a power company.
Mom, I'm home!
I do it because my commitment is to her. To teach her how to save. To do good work. And above all else, to leave a place a little better than you found it. She's my reason. That's why I'm proud to work at Autotel Power Company.
One of the greatest memories I have of my grandfather, Adam, is leaning over a pool table and having a blast. That's what we did on holidays. And the greatest gift ever was that pool table. Olhausen is the name in pool tables. And Vince is here from Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too. Why is Olhausen the best?
Well, it's made in the United States, 100%, in Portland, Tennessee. Every table goes in a tree and comes out a unique piece of furniture designed for you and your family.
I love that Carson Wentz has one with a bison logo on it.
Yeah, we can do it right on the table itself, on the felt. We can totally have Olhausen customize any pool table, and that's why Olhausen's the best. Also, we talk about AccuFast cushion. The rails will never go dead. It's a one-of-a-kind lifetime warranty on best playing, best build, only in America pool table. It's Olhausen or nothing.
And for a limited time, receive no interest, no payments for a year. Play now, pay later. Bubble hockey, air hockey, darts, foosball, pool tables at Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables too. Fargo, Grand Forks, Bismarck, and Minot.
Being self-reliant is about being prepared and to do what you need to have your own source of renewable energy. Portable Solar LLC offers the most powerful EMP-hardened solar system on the market that is transportable from place to place, and the best part, it's very affordable. Contact them at PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875. Sol Arc EMP-hardened solar generator energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today or go to PortableSolarLLC.com to check out their patent-pending technology.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Yeah, we've got some fun music in the background. Reminds us of the Medora musical as we get ready to move forward to the spring and the opening of the Medora musical this summer for the 52nd season. Isn't that amazing? 52 years ago, we had the first Medora musical in Medora, North Dakota, becoming North Dakota's number one premier entertainment attraction in the state of North Dakota. So that's really exciting for us. This year, it's an extra special show, I have to say, because we have five performers plus one musician, I think, six people from North Dakota in the show. And that's pretty interesting. Not often do North Dakota performers get an opportunity to be in the show because they go off to practice their craft in other areas around the country, around the world, actually. And sometimes they can come back and be in venues in North Dakota. But often that craft doesn't have a lot of opportunities and a lot of placement in our state. So it's exciting to see that many people jumping into the Menorah musical. We have with us in this segment Misty Koop. Misty is with us from Grand Forks. Misty has been, I think, 5 years, Misty, on the show?
Yeah, this is my fifth year.
Fifth year this summer, so Misty is a regular, but a North Dakotan true and true, and in the education field in the Grand Forks area. And glad to have her on. Taylor Leet is with us as well. Taylor is the first-time performer in the Menorah musical. Taylor's from Bismarck. Thank you both for joining us.
Thanks for
having
me.
You're welcome.
Yeah, this is exciting. So we have a newbie. We have Taylor, who's just brand new, and Misty, who's been there now, coming up on her fifth season. You all are in rehearsals. We want to talk a little bit about that. But have you seen the blockout or the elements of the show yet?
Not at all. It's kind of a workshop show, Ed. So once we get there, we see the set list, if you will, of the songs that they're thinking about, but songs are cut and added all the time as we sit there in rehearsal, and it's just as exciting for us to see what's gonna happen and what are the themes. Last year was the National Parks birthday, 125, so this year we'll have to see what the theme is.
Yeah, and so that's kind of always, as you mentioned, a work in progress. When you get in, you find
out. It's exciting.
Yeah, it is.
Like no other, yeah.
Oh, that's awesome. So, Taylor, this is your first year. Tell us a little bit about your background and how you came to an audition for the Menorah musical and why you think you're selected.
Yes, thank you so much for having me. So I grew up in Bismarck my whole life. I went to BHS. I went to 1 year at BSC and then decided to finish out my degree in music. I moved to Chicago in 2010 and graduated from Columbia College with a degree in Bachelor's of Arts in Music and stayed until this last year, 2017. I decided to take the leap and try it for the Menorah musical since it's been one of the shows that I've always wanted to be a part of, growing up as a little girl, going every summer, seeing the performers, being in awe, and so just proud to be from North Dakota. So to get the chance to just kind of drop everything, and once I got the call that I made the cast, I was absolutely in shock.
I'm so excited for you, Taylor.
I'm so excited. It was so worth it. So I moved back, and now I'm just so excited getting prepped for the show, and it's going to be a great summer for sure.
Yes. Well, I used to be in the show many years ago, way before you two were even born, but in 1967, I was in the Menorah musical. I got killed 87 nights in a row.
So what you're saying is before it became a hip slogan, you killed it.
Yes. But you do there, Misty. You. This is your fifth summer in the show. What keeps you going back?
Oh, Ed, I love that stage. Oh, it's the most loving stage that I've ever been on as a performer. And there's something about being able to see the audience, especially top of the show. It's still light out, and just that they're with you. Audience and performers are one. It's magical. And you're in the Badlands and you have this, it's like an enriched face of the country. I know, it is glorious. It is a special place that way. It is patriotic. There is love and there is, spiritual, reaches. And so I can't get enough. I honestly love it that much. And if they will still have me, my goofy, misty self, I will gladly help them every chance I get to bring joy to the audience and let my heart soar.
You're getting me all excited. I'm gonna have to get out to Medora this summer.
Oh my gosh! You have to yeah. come. Well, you will.
And Taylor, you know, I'm interested. So what was it like going to the auditions? You know, we auditioned for the Medora musical all over the country, and mm-hmm. especially trying to get North Dakota people in, and you know, various places in North Dakota. But where did you audition, and what was it like going up against all these talented, capable performers?
Yeah. Yeah, so the audition process was one of the best experiences I've ever had. Kurt Wolin, who is the producer part, he's absolutely fantastic. It was very relaxed. They made you feel very welcome. I sang my two songs, learned to dance real quick, and before I knew it, it was already over, and I was having so much fun. So I definitely, you know, encourage anyone interested ever to definitely audition. It's a great experience.
Folks, we got to run. More coming up.
Thank you. Thank you for being with us.
Nobody pays you more. Nobody treats you better than the good folks at Polar Service Center. Polar Service Center has locations in Kildare and Williston, Billings, Montana, too. They're the largest tank trailer manufacturer in North America, and they have service centers all across North America as well. And you know what? They want you. Welders, they want you. If you want to be appreciated, you want to be with an organization that enjoys your talents, compensates you well, and have some stability, this is the job for you. In addition to great pay, there's superior benefits, medical, dental, prescription insurance, disability and life insurance, a paid time off program, 401k with employer match, flexible spending account, and so much more. Gary Meyer is waiting for your call at 701-495-3592. That's Polar Service Center. Call Gary, 701-495-3592. 701-495-3592. Gary at Polar Service Center. And tell him Scott sent you.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Lifetime Grazed 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com, or find us on Facebook.
Have you ever thought you'd like to flip houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready to be your own boss so you can start living the good life? Hi, I'm Preston Neely. I used to be so broke. I had my electricity turned off 9 times, but I figured out a way to quit my job and find financial freedom in real estate. For a limited time, I want to send you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It shows you how to copy exactly what I did so you can make money from the comfort of your own home without even doing any manual labor. I've already given away 5,000 books and they're going fast. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-958-6936. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. It's short, fun to read, easy to understand, and awesome. To find out how to get your free book while supplies last, call 1-800-958-6936. Call 1-800-958-6936. 1-800-958-6936.